Okay, go ahead and tell us who you are and what you work on.
Great. So my name is Doug Newman. I'm the group program manager for Team Foundation Servers, Raleigh, Durham, North Carolina office. So we built TFS in multiple locations. About half the team is out here in Raleigh, Durham, and I manage the team of program managers that are responsible for the product definition, the customer interfacing, all that kind of stuff.
Okay, so I think last time we talked to you, you gave us a primer on branching and merging, which continues to be one of our most popular Channel 9 videos.
Yeah, it's funny, I was at my 10-year college reunion last year, and a guy who I'd been in physics class with, who's a doctor, says, "I saw you on the internet."
That's hilarious.
He's somehow been searching for SQL Server information and came on that video.
So awesome.
I felt famous for about 2 minutes there.
Good stuff. That's hilarious. So today I wanted to talk to you about migration and synchronization of Team Foundation Server. So I know that your team's been doing a lot of work there. So let's define both of those.
Okay.
When we say migration versus synchronization, what's kind of the difference there?
So we actually think of it, there's two different problems that customers have that we're trying to solve for them. One is, I'm trying to adopt TFS, and I've been using another system, and I need to get as much of my data as possible out of the other system into TFS, so I maintain all the history of source code, or I maintain my my bug information and stuff like that. And the other is, I've got another system that is complementary to TFS, and I want to be able to synchronize data between those two systems so that people who are working individually in those systems can have visibility into what's happening in the other systems.
Okay.
And the great examples there are if you have like a test case management product that you've got a test team using, and you've got a developer team that's using Team Foundation Server, but they need to collaborate on things like bugs, synchronizing those two systems.
Okay.
So there's two different problems that we try to solve there. And one of them we call migration, the other one we call synchronization, and we've got a toolkit to help build tools that do these things. I'll talk about all that in a second. The other thing that's kind of interesting is we started off with the first release of Team Foundation Server building conversion tools. So that would suck all your data out of one system and then go put it into TFS. But if you step back from the problem when people are trying to migrate to Team Foundation Server, it's kind of difficult to flip a switch and all of a sudden be on TFS. And we then moved to building these migration tools in a manner that they would synchronize data between the two systems. So you can imagine I've got 100 people working on a ClearCase server. And I'm now trying to get those 100 people eventually over onto Team Foundation Server, but it's about 8 different projects, and they're not all done at the same time, and they can't go together at the same time. So what we'd like to be able to do is to copy your data into TFS and then allow people to continue working both systems, keep them in sync, so that as people are done working here and want to start working in TFS, they can move over to TFS at their leisure.
So some or all the data exists in both systems at the same time?
Yeah, okay. Pretty much, yeah. And there we keep them in sync with each other.
Okay.
So that's kind of the way we've moved our migration tooling to, is to more of a synchronization-based migration tooling as opposed to a one-time copy your data out of your old system into your new system. We still have one tool, which is the copy from your old system to new, and that's the Visual Source Safe tool. And it's generally organizations using Visual Source Safe aren't so large that they couldn't manage to do that. They're also, Visual Source Safe usage isn't generally as complicated. It's not nearly as much branching and merging that people have done, and there's usually pockets of a source safe repository that can be entirely moved over, and people who are working in those pockets can go over to TFS, whereas the rest of the system can stay up and running if necessary on source safe.
Okay, and how is that migration experience?
So the source safe migration tool has had some challenges historically, but we pretty much rebuilt it from scratch with the Visual Studio 2008 SP1 release. And so the tool that's in there is a whole lot better than what we had before. And people are being much more successful with it. We went out and got a really broad number of customer databases, like 30 databases that we could just test it with. And we found that with the old tool, we were single digits as far as how many of those we were able to migrate over. And the quality of the fidelity of the data that was being migrated was pretty low. But with the new tool, we were able to get all 30 of those. And
wow.
So it was actually, it's a much more reliable tool than we had before. If anyone's out there still trying to use the Visual Source Safe migration tool that we shipped either in Visual Studio 2005 or in Visual Studio 2008 before SP1,
mm-hmm.
I'd encourage them to go and take a look at the SP1 tool because they'll probably have a lot more success with it.
Okay, and so that's SP1 that has to be deployed to where? To Team Foundation server?
It's
or
actually, it's a client-side tool, so it's part of the Visual Studio Service Pack
1. Oh, great.
As opposed to being part of the Team Foundation server Service Pack 1.
Okay.
Excellent.
So,
yeah.
All right. So so that's migration. So tell us more about synchronization.
So,
how do you work there?
Synchronization, we've got, as I mentioned, on CodePlex, the migration and synchronization toolkit that we built. And this was a platform for building migration or synchronization tools between Team Foundation Server and another system that you might try to be using with TFS. We just released an update to the platform. I think last week it was, as well as some bug fixes to a tool called the TFS to TFS migration tool or synchronization tool, which still is not the best tool in the world, and we know it's not the best tool in the world, but we wanted to get through some critical bug fixes. It was actually a tool that was built for a particular customer, and then we took that tool, it was working fine in that one customer environment, but it had not really been generalized to work broadly, but we wanted to make it available for customers that would be interested in consuming it and maybe doing the work necessary to apply it to their own environment.
Oh, so you shipped source code for that.
So yeah, it's all
okay.
Source code really based. And in doing that, we got a lot of feedback where there were some broad issues that a lot of customers were encountering with it. And so we went in to try to address as many of those as we could in sort of a tactical release. Meanwhile, we were going to go and make some investments in building a much more robust and generalized solution for migrating or synchronizing two Team Foundation servers.
Okay.
So that's something that's ongoing. I don't really have any timeline or anything about when that'll be available. We're just now kicking off that effort.
Okay.
But that's the general basis for our migration and synchronization tooling is this toolkit that we've built. And we're building our new tools on top of that toolkit, as well as there is a bit of a partner ecosystem that we're trying to build around this. And we've got at least one partner that recently started building tools, and so it's a company called Timely Migration. And they've got a star team and a CBS conversion tool or synchronization tool that's built on the migration toolkit.
Okay, and so that's timelymigration.com? Or
I believe that's right, yeah.
All right, we'll link to it in the video.
Yeah, okay, great. We do have a somewhat hard to find, but a page on migration solutions on the MSDN site that if you search for it, I think you can find. And it gives a list of all of the migration and synchronization tools that are available that customers might be interested in.
Okay.
And time of migration is listed on that.
Okay. So we've covered source safe. You said that Timely Migration is building a couple of providers or has built some
already?
Yeah,
they built CBS and Star Team.
CBS and Star Team. Okay, so those are popular. How about...
We've got a ClearCase tool as well. Now, the ClearCase tool actually predates the migration toolkit, so it's not built on the migration toolkit, but it is a synchronization tool, unlike the Visual Source Safe tool, which is just a one-time conversion tool.
Right.
So that allow an organization that's using ClearCase to start using Team Foundation Server with a subset of their team and then over time move them over in that scenario we talked about.
Okay.
And then the other news is that we're actually doing a joint project with Hewlett Packard on a Quality Center synchronization tool. So this is not migration, but rather you've got teams that are using Quality Center for testing and TFS for development, and a natural point of collaboration between the two systems is the defect reports that testers are filing in Quality Center and that developers are perhaps wanting to consume in Team Foundation Server. So we're using the synchronization toolkit to build a pump that will just mirror the data between these two systems. So the scenario is pretty basic. You've got testers working in Quality Center. They've got all their requirements and the test cases and all that stuff that's defined in Quality Center. You might be using Quality Center already. When they file a bug in Quality Center, then this pump would push that over into TFS where the developers could pick it up and go through the workflow of fixing the bug, having all of their changes then mirrored back over to Quality Center so that at the end of the bug fix opportunity, the defect report over in Quality Center is updated, and the testers can go regress it and make sure that it works correctly.
Great, great.
And that's something that should be coming out in this fall. We've been working on it for a while. And, you know, it's interesting when you dig in on these things, you start building these tools, you find there's a lot of similarities between the two systems, but then there's a lot of differences between the two. And you don't really build a system like this with the synchronization problem in mind. So sometimes there's some good technical engineering challenges we have to figure out in order to be able to synchronize the two.
Sure.
And so, for example, it was pretty difficult for us to figure out what's changed in Quality Center so that we could actually synchronize it over with TFS.
Hmm.
And we had to build some new infrastructure into the migration synchronization toolkit to allow us to identify some of those things.
Okay, but now that's rolled back, so if people want to use the toolkit...
It will be rolled back. It's not in the most recent release of the toolkit, but certainly when we go off and we build these... You know, the toolkit's released in source code format, so...
Mm-hmm.
Our expectation is that people consume the source and they build their providers on top of it, and they will find that there are issues the toolkit doesn't support XYZ for whatever system they're trying to synchronize with. And hopefully they'll go in and figure out how to make the toolkit support that. And then we'd love to hear from them on this is the problem that we encountered, and this is how we fix it, and then we can figure out how we... you know, generalize that solution in the toolkit in future releases. And so this is one case where we've been building this tool, we've had to make some tweaks to the toolkit, and we'll generalize that solution and incorporate it into the toolkit in a future release.
Great. Sounds good.
But that's kind of it for the migration synchronization tools and what we're doing. There's a lot of tools out there, and there's the toolkit, which is a great sort of getting started point for building additional tools if customers... aren't finding that they've got that the support exists for what they need, or if you perhaps have a homegrown bug tracking system or something like that and you want to build a synchronization with TFS, it'll allow you to get off of that onto TFS. It's a great toolkit for doing that kind of stuff.
Great. Sounds good. Well, thanks for giving Channel 9 the update, and hopefully we'll help get you recognized at your 15-year reunion.
Thanks, Brian. Appreciate that.